Thanks for listening to the Hold Fast podcast. This is Kevin. Today, I'm going to be reading you Trevor's second letter, his views on James chapter 2. He has a unique perspective of James chapter 2 and the way it's kind of laid out. A little bit of history. If you haven't listened to Trevor's first letter, is that I've been meeting with Trevor for several months now at the Skagit County Community Justice Center. He's got a refreshing view on scripture in a lot of ways, and he's got a unique perspective. And I thoroughly enjoy getting together with him. And in our meetings, just kind of, it's a form of discipleship or whatever. I kind of got this idea to ask him to go through a book of the Bible with me and then write down his views in a particular chapter, and so I could share it with everybody on Hold Fast podcast, because this is too good to not share. So today is James chapter 2. We're going to be looking at the sin of partiality, and faith without works is dead. James chapter 2. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears fine clothing and say, "You sit here in a good place," while you say to the poor man, "You stand over there," or "Sit down at my feet," have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom to which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and you are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing a sin and convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." If you do not commit adultery but do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and act as though who are to be judged under the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, be warmed and filled," without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But if someone will say, "You have faith and I have works, show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also is faith apart from works is dead. Trevor says, I like how right off the bat, James addresses both male and female, believes he instantly shows there is no distinction between the sexes. Not male, not nor female, holds a higher statue, or holds a higher status. We are all created equal in the eyes of God. Not only are we equal, we're created in his image, God's image as well. Then James immediately makes the connection to faith in Christ and how we can claim to have faith in Jesus and favor some over others? The answer is you can't. Jesus would have quickly corrected this, and he does. If you take an honest look at Scripture and connect with him in prayer, you will be given over to understanding. Jesus himself makes no distinction between people. The only distinction he makes is lost and found. Some could try and argue the fact that James is talking about rich and poor, but racial prejudice is paramount in these words too, as James leads us on in the chapter. I think it's important to point out the connection he makes to the Beatitudes by stating God has chosen the poor in his world to be rich and faithful, also saying, aren't they the ones who will inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him? I love these next verses. How can you say you love your neighbor as yourself if you create a divide between you and your neighbor by finances or race? As James says, you break one law, you break them. It is man that creates different levels of severity in the laws. God holds no distinction. God holds no distinction between one or the other. In God's eyes, a broken law is a broken law. Psalm 51 states, in the eyes of God alone, I have sinned. So how we view it isn't really important at the end of the day. It's all about God. Can you really stand there holding human prejudice and honestly say Jesus is impacting your life? I don't think so. Verses 12 and 13, James chapter 12, verses 12 and 13, pretty much set you straight. They say, so whatever you say or whatever you do, remember you will be judged by the law that sets you free. There will be no mercy for those who have not shown mercy to others. But if you have been merciful, God will be merciful when he judges you. As for the rest of what James says in chapter 2, I don't see how you can have deep-seated faith and not want to act on having faith in Christ. Means living Christ. Christ calls us to serve. He says, in order to lead, you must serve. It is up to us as a Christian to set the example. I like the way Joyce Meyer said it in her book, The Battle Belongs to the Lord. The world doesn't only need a sermon preached to them. They also need to see actions backing up what we believe. As Christians, our lives should make people hungry and thirsty for what we have in Christ. The Bible refers to us as salt, which makes people thirsty, and light, which exposes darkness. Many people have bumper stickers on their car and they wear some kind of Christian jewelry that indicates they are a believer in Jesus Christ. The world is not impressed by our bumper stickers and Christian jewelry. They want to see, first off, godly behavior. They need to see people who claim to be Christians living what they preach, not just preaching to others while it doesn't seem to be working in their own lives. So when James said faith without good works is dead, I can see why. That's from Trevor. I love Trevor's point to the Beatitudes in Blessed Are the Meek, for they shall inherit the earth. I'm currently working through the Beatitudes in my sermon series, and I just went over meek and meekness, and that just really rings out to me. And I really like the way Trevor pointed out the sin of partiality. If we show partiality to one or the other, we are failing. There is no difference between me, you, or the next person in the eyes of Christ. We are all one, created in God's image. And I think Trevor pointed that out really well. Stay tuned for the third letter from Trevor when we look at James chapter 3. And we'll be looking at taming the tongue, wisdom from above. So I'm really curious to see what he has to say about that. Once again, thank you for listening to the Hold Fast podcast. This is Kevin. I hope you all have a blessed day.